Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody ever suggest that if you were paid by the word, this place would be broke?
I guess that's what...
You should try to get that deal next
what
time
What do
around.
We do here?
We talk. Yeah, we do. You're right. We talk for a living.
I thought it was a talk show,
you're
sports
right about
talk
that.
Radio.
You're right about that,
I mean,
coach.
I could stay quiet. Then it'd be like, damn, they never say anything.
Yeah. All right, it's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on this show, as he always is, at 8:20 this morning. And the New England Patriots this morning, suddenly, out of nowhere, sit in first place in the division after a Buffalo Bills loss last night. We'll talk to Ty about that. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can certainly leave a Hill note on that or on any other topic on the Odyssey app. And we will play the best Hill notes back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. But here it is. America is waiting for this lead. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So I am 100% flipping and going the other direction when it comes to my Boston Celtics. Ooh. I thought that this season was a throwaway. I had no expectations. I was like, yeah, they're going to stink.
See what you can end up getting for a pick.
Right. I was like, maybe you tank and you're in the lottery.
Yep.
But Jaylen Brown streaming has me thinking, okay, some of the stuff that he talks about, they want to play at a faster pace. I've heard Mazzulla talk about that. They brought in some younger guys that can get up and down the court. And the thing that really excites me more than everything is the Jason Tatum return.
You see the guy dunking the other
yes,
day?
Yes. Again, this was a couple steps, 2 foot, two hand, double banger.
Rusty is a mother.
I'm like, all right, he could be back middle of January. Let's call it my birthday, the 18th, with still plenty of basketball left to play. That this team, now I'm not going to say they could win a championship, but they could make this year very exciting and make a nice, deep postseason run.
Okay,
and I
Wiggy.
Didn't think, I thought like, this is going to be a crappy year. But just the energy that I'm feeling around the team, I think that Jaylen Brown is going to have a lot on his plate, and let's see if he can get it done. But I think he realizes that the return of Superman
is not that far away.
Now,
Jason Tatum, when he did his sneaker release over the weekend, did promise another duck boat parade.
Correct.
So he seems very confident about that. I guess we had talked about this a while ago. I don't think the Celtics can tell him that he can't come back. I mean, if he's out there and dunking and doing what he's doing in practice, then he comes back when he wants to come back, right?
January 21st, this of 2026, he returns against the Indiana Pacers at home. That would be right around the 41 game mark, so you would still have 41, you know, the middle of the season. That's when he returns. The Celtics are able to hold it down the beginning half of the season, the first half, and then you get the return of Tatum.
How are these athletes recovering from these injuries so quickly these days, Curtis?
I mean, I don't
technology.
Know.
Technology. Modern medicine.
It's,
man.
It's really amazing. It's almost as if the league would just love to have certain players back, and they might be just – They might be just looking in another direction and things, but, you know, I'm here for it.
I am as well.
I am here for it.
And who would have thought that just Jalen Brown streaming would have brought Wiggy to my side of the
screen? Yeah, I kind of like...
I mean, it's really...
His streaming is... I like him. I like his attitude and everything on streaming. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's like a different dude.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, I can rock with this cat right here.
All right, so they're, in your mind, they're definitely a playoff team. Are they deeper in the playoffs?
I think that, in my mind, they're like maybe a top three team this year.
Really?
Yeah, they got me on board, man.
Wiggy, I love this.
I got me on board.
Okay, you got to put some money on it. You're going to make a lot of cash.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lay a bet.
This may be more outrageous than Chime's lead this morning. Is that you think?
It's a great lead, Wiggy.
Because I think Tatum's back. Right. Middle of January.
Imagine 20 years ago being like, you know, I saw Jordan on that stream. I think he's going to come back from baseball and have a big year.
I mean, that's the you know, that's the great thing about social media. You get to see people in a completely different light.
Wiggs, right. 60-1 for the Celtics to win the NBA title this year.
All right. What would it be to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe I'll go
there. Let me double check.
That's where I'll go.
But Eastern Conference Finals winner would be 16-1.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to lay me a bet on my Celtics.
Odds-wise, who do they have top five in the NBA right now? Odds-wise, Sean.
Thunder, Nuggets, Cavs, Knicks, and Rockets.
Okay.
All right.
Ime.
Adam Durant. I think the Rockets will be good, too.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, bro.
I love the optimism.
I am optimistic.
Absolutely love it.
Shout out to Jalen Brown in his live Twitch stream or wherever he's on. I think it's YouTube.
Okay. Well, I feel oftentimes my job is to speak for those in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and, I guess, in the New England region who have no voice. And so I feel a little bit robbed this morning because science has determined that there is a new number one convenience store in the United States of America. And this is according to the American Customer Service Satisfaction Index. And the number one convenience store in all of the United States of America is called Quick Trip with a K.
All right.
We don't have it.
No, I've heard of it.
Number two is Wawa.
All right.
Which I don't know if you've ever been to a Wawa, but fantastic.
Right. Is that technically a convenience store? I thought it was like a gas station.
Number three is Sheetz.
Sheetz?
I've never been to a Sheetz.
Another gas station.
Number four, Quick Trip with a Q.
Ooh.
Oh.
Number, I think we have that.
Number five, Buc-ee's.
Right.
Number six.
Buc-ee's is massive.
Unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can get anything you want. Some of it illegal at Buc-ee's.
Never been to a Buc-ee's.
My friend from London, it was like her favorite experience in the States was going to Buc-ee's.
Right. Mm-hmm. No offense. You ever hear somebody from another country say their favorite experience in the U.S. was going to Cumbie's? No.
Never.
They should.
Right. So, and again, no offense meant toward the 7-Elevens and the Cumbie's, but we're being robbed of the true convenience store experience that we should have here in Massachusetts. I'm talking about made-to-order food, not some glizzy that has been rolling around on a 7-Eleven broiler for 4 hours.
Okay, yeah. Greg, you have never ordered since your newfound money.
Just cooperate with me.
No, Greg, you're absolutely right. Like, in a lot of Asian countries, like, convenience store culture is a thing. Like, you can go in, you get sandwiches, you get ramen, you get all you want.
You want a car wash?
You got it.
You want a shower? They'll probably give you a shower.
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants on the Autostrada in Italy? Those things bang. Those are the best meatballs you'll ever eat.
I don't know why. Maybe we as massholes or as New Englanders, we are not considered to be a popular clientele for convenience stores, but we get run-of-the-mill options here. And again, no offense. I mean, no offense to anybody at the local convenience offerings, but
because we're true Americans. We're true Americans here. Because we've made the mom and pop stores, those are our convenience stores. So yeah, it's always a sandwich? You went to Victor's on the corner of Bennington and Marion Street. Every neighborhood had their corner stores. Those other places are just glorified gas stations that they turn into these giant places.
But that's the thing. We could still have our mom and pop stores that we love and appreciate, but still have a Wawa's if you're driving to Framingham.
But that's not a convenience store.
It is, yep. No,
if I can get gas there,
that's not a convenience store. You don't need to dispute every single thing that everybody says on this show.
Well, you're bringing up convenience stores, so I'm giving you my side of the street.
Well, do you understand why it's called convenience? Why it has convenience in it?
Because you should be able to walk right into it.
And get your food right away.
And get some Siggy's.
Correct. And it's
Get an Italian sub.
Maybe play some Keno.
Scratch tickets.
Chime hit on it. The reason why it's so different here, and this is because we love the lottery. And convenience stores are just lines of townies betting Keno and getting scratchies all day. That's what goes on. Like, if you go to any corner store in Boston right now, there's six people that are there every time you walk in playing the lottery.
Yeah. You go in a Wawa or a Sheetz, you don't see people in there playing Keno.
No.
Go into a Quick Trip, and you can take advantage of their baked goods, like Glazer's Donuts and bread. You can get in-store, you can get Karuba Coffee and Nature's Touch egg and dairy products. Mm. We don't get that here.
Nope.
We are being deprived. We don't have a single chain that operates here in Massachusetts in the top 10 of all the United States of
America. It's terrible.
If you can't put it on the cuff, then it ain't a true corner store.
We're not talking about corner stores, though.
But that's what we have here. That's why we're not. That's what. Those are our convenience stores.
Okay.
All right. Go to your Wawa.
I see how we
your Sheetz.
I see how we operate over here. You declare the Celtics are a top three team in the NBA without Jason Tatum, and everybody plays along and goes great.
No,
somebody else brings up we need better convenience stores, and you gotta fight.
No, I'm disputing it
like you're in court.
So I can't get my side of the street here. I'm just saying I don't look at those as convenience stores. Okay. I look at them as gas stations.
All right, those are
my
our
bad.
Those are our leads. They said it is coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Bruins had their first loss of the season, dropping a home matinee game to the Lightning 4-3. This comes despite unreal effort from David Pastrnak, who made a save on an empty net attempt by the Lightning late in the third period. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 19 saves in the loss. The Bees are now off until Thursday.
They came out a little soft yesterday, Sean. I don't know if you watched any of that game.
I did. They went down 3-0 pretty quick.
It's the matinee thing, I think, probably, or the holiday thing, or the Nor'easter, or whatever.
Yeah, for a team that had played really well through three games, yesterday was not their day. And that's okay. Luckily, there's 82 games in a hockey season, so they got some time.
The Patriots are the number one team in the AFC East after the Bills fell to the Falcons last night. 24-14 was the final. Josh Allen completed 15 of 26 passes for 180 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions in the loss, while Bijan Robinson Jr. was the star for Atlanta. He had 19 carries for 170 yards and a touchdown in the win. The other Monday night game was Bears, Commanders, Chicago getting the win 25-24 thanks to a Jake Moody 38-yard field goal as time ran off the clock. And the Pats had the Titans on Sunday in Tennessee. The Titans fired their head coach yesterday. Brian Callahan got the boot. After the Titans started the season 1-5, their latest loss 20-10 to the Raiders. And contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.